Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. We've been talking a lot about debt this week. We've been talking about different APRs, the percentage rates that you'd pay over a year for a loan. And we looked yesterday at some examples from the auto industry and such of what people offer. They were all fairly low numbers, right? 1.9%, as low as 6.9% financing. And we talked about how some of the fine print affects us, but those were all legitimate legal offers. And today we're going to talk about the illegal side of lending, loan sharks. It's the worst kind of credit possible. Now think a little bit about your history. Have you ever been offered a cash loan? Have you ever been threatened with what would happen if you didn't pay? Has somebody ever taken your bank card or something like that from you as security, as collateral, to secure the loan? Does what you owe keep growing even though you're making the payments on the schedule? If you can answer yes to any of those, then you may have been bitten by a loan shark. Now, a loan shark is somebody who lends money illegally. They don't have the correct permission to do this. They're not following the laws of the country in which they live, and they rarely, if ever, use any paperwork. If payments are missed, they'll often use intimidation or violence to get money from their supposed clients. So how do you spot a loan shark? Well, a loan shark may offer you little or no paperwork, such as a license, a credit agreement, or a record of payments. They're going to do everything under the table. They may increase your debt or add on additional amounts to it without your permission. They'll refuse to give you information, such as the interest rate or how much you still owe. They don't want the flow of cash to end. That's why they're in this. They may take items from you as security or collateral, such as your passport, your bank card, or your driver's license. They may not allow you to settle your debt. If you try to pay it off more quickly because you've come into some money, they may not let you do that. Or they may get nasty and resort to intimidation, threats, or violence. If it's not obvious yet, you should avoid this at all costs. If you or someone you know has been bitten by a loan shark, then contact a financial or law enforcement professional in confidence and ask them for help. Now, just because illegal credit is bad for you doesn't mean that every kind of legal credit is good for you. We saw yesterday how some vehicle loans are actually terrible deals for you. And so next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about how legal loans can be bad for us. But today, I just wanted to warn you about illegal lending and how dangerous it can be for you. So here's your challenge for today. Think about APR, the annual percentage rate of a loan. How high do you think legal credit can go in Canada? How high do you think they can get away with charging you? What do you think is going to be the maximum? So brainstorm that a little bit, and then in our next session, we'll talk about what that law is. Bye for now.